And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, September 26th, 2016. It's the birthday of George Gershwin, Brooklyn, 1898, middle child, family of recent Russian-Jewish emigrants. When his father bought a piano for his brother Ira, George sat right down on the bench and he started to play. Later partnered with Ira, wrote Broadway musicals, Funny Face, Strike Up the Band. He wrote Rhapsody in Blue and American in Paris, which became orchestral standards. 1935, he composed Porgy and Bess. It's the birthday of Thomas Stearns Eliot, born in St. Louis, 1888. At the age of 27, he wrote the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock. At 34, he wrote The Wasteland. It was on this day, 1957, Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story opened Winter Garden Theater on Broadway. Not successful at first, there were too many stories in the newspapers of gang violence, racial confrontations, so a romance between a Puerto Rican girl and a white boy did not quite click, and it was overshadowed by the success of Meredith Willson's The Music Man. Only became famous when it was turned into a movie in 1961. And it's the birthday of Jane Smiley, 1948, Los Angeles, known as the Balzac of the American Midwest for her novels like At Paradise Gate and A Thousand Acres and Some Luck. She grew up in St. Louis, an out-to-lunch child, she said. She said, I was always pretty good at school, but all I ever wanted was a horse. She grew up to be 6'2", too tall to be a jockey, set her sights on riding. Instead, she went to Vassar to make her mother happy. She said, my mother wanted me to be an intellectual. I was her eldest child, and she thought that being a writer was the best thing you could be. After college, she lived on a Maoist commune in Connecticut, then backpacked through Europe, joined the Iowa Writers' Workshop, wrote her first three novels for practice, then the big bestseller, A Thousand Acres, went on to write a murder mystery, a medieval epic, The Greenlanders, and a college satire, Moo. She said, somehow after Moo, I lost my investment in sobriety as a literary tone, and I became lively and satiric. Here's a poem for today by Patricia Farnioli, The Undeniable Pressure of Existence. I saw the fox running by the side of the road, past the turned-away brick faces of the condominiums, past the Citgo gas station with its line of cars and trucks, and he ran limping, gaunt, matted, dull-haired, past Jim's Pizza, past the washamat, past the Thai garden, his sides heaving like bellows, and he kept running to where the interstate crossed the state road, and he reached it, and he ran on under the underpass and beyond it, past the perfect rows of split levels, their identical driveways, their brookless and forestless yards. And from my moving car, I watched him, helpless to do anything to help him, certain he was beyond any aid, any desire to save him, and he ran loping on, far out of his element, sick, panting, starving, his eyes fixed on some point ahead of him, some possible salvation in all this hopelessness that only he could see. The Undeniable Pressure of Existence by Patricia Farnioli from her collection Duties of the Spirit, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.